I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30. It is 75 degrees.
Traffic still backed up over on Mountain View Corridor at 126th, but hoping to see some lanes open soon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour is breaking news. We're getting brand new details into the newsroom on the fatal multi-vehicle crash in Millard County. We just learned 5 of the 7 people killed in that crash were in the same vehicle. 10 people were taken to hospitals with 3 in critical condition. We now also know there were 22 vehicles involved in the crash. That happened when strong wind gusts caused a dust storm that significantly reduced visibility. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio as we continue to gather details on this developing news. Many store owners across Utah feel police are not taking cases of shoplifting seriously because several departments have fewer officers available to investigate. But KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports Salt Lake City police are trying a new way to help business owners catch thieves.
Salt Lake City police say they are not ignoring any reports of shoplifting, but they admit it will take them a lot longer to respond because they have lost a lot of officers. So the department created a new way for store owners to report people stealing. They can create an online account with the police department and file their own report immediately. They can even upload pictures and surveillance footage of the thief.
Police say they will still respond to all traditional shoplifting reports, and they encourage shopkeepers to call if they don't want to file a report online.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
A couple of fires are under investigation as possibly being started by fireworks over the Pioneer Day weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
The North Tooele Fire District says someone was lighting fireworks in the approved boundaries, but they got out of hand. A firework set a neighbor's flower bed and then tree on fire. That spread to a vehicle, and that fire damaged nearby homes. So police are investigating whether charges should be on the table. And then in Spanish Fork, authorities are looking for who was using fireworks and set a hay barn on fire. The fire marshal says hay is impossible to get this year, and it should be feeding cattle this winter rather than being destroyed by reckless behavior. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Fire crews have seemed to have control of a wildfire burning near Snow Basin Resort. KSL TV's Tanya Dean spoke exclusively with Steve and Julie Facer, who had to evacuate their home.
The fire was sparked by someone out target shooting, and within minutes, flames had raced up the hillside towards a row of houses. The fire burned more than 46 acres. The Pacers are extremely grateful they got their family out in time, and they're extremely thankful for all the men and women who worked so hard to save their home.
Firefighters say the flames got within just a few feet of the Pacers' home before they were able to stop it.
Priced Out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis on KSL News Radio.
Many Utahns are having a tough time finding a home they can afford, even after making dozens of offers. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has this Priced Out report.
Buyer fatigue is real, and it's driving many people to give up on the American dream for now. Rob Otero and his girlfriend moved to Salt Lake from New York State last year. They tell the New York Times they've made offers on 14 different homes, up to $60,000 above asking price, with no success. They say they haven't asked for inspections or repairs to be done, but with so many people clamoring for the same home, they're constantly outbid by as many as 53 other buyers. Otero says after touring 70 different homes and getting their hopes up over and over again, they're done. They're now renting at prices which rival mortgage payments. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A renewed push this morning to get more Americans to look at the data on COVID-19 and realize the vast majority of people ending up in hospitals with the Delta variant are unvaccinated. And there's also more discussion about booster shots.
The CEO for a company that helped develop the Pfizer vaccine tells the Wall Street Journal that, quote, antibody levels are dropping 7 months after immunization among some vaccine recipients. But he added, quote, most of them will remain protected against severe disease and might not yet need a third dose. Dr. Anthony Fauci is suggesting a booster shot may be needed for people with weaker immune systems.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting. First Lady Jill Biden made a stop in Hawaii while returning from the Olympics, and she visited a pop-up COVID vaccination clinic.
The First Lady urging everyone to get vaccinated.
The best way to protect yourself from hospitalization and death.
And
I want to thank the millions of Americans who have chosen to get vaccinated. And the clinics like this one.
Joining Jill Biden at the clinic at Waipawa High School, Hawaii Governor David Ige.
Almost all of the people getting sick today are not vaccinated.
Later Sunday, Mrs. Biden joined military families for a barbecue at Honolulu's Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Here's the weather now with Brett Benson. Another scorcher on tap for the Wasatch Front with yet another triple-digit day in the forecast. But the good news is it does appear there is a change on the way.
We have a high pressure strengthening now to our east. And when that happens, it draws the moisture up from the south. We'll start to see a better chance of thunderstorms later on this week for northern Utah. We'll continue to see the storms in southern Utah as well, but a better chance in the north. We're going to get overall cooler temperatures later this week. Also, with those winds coming out of the south, now we're going to start to clear out some of that smoke.
Brett says highs could be down as low as 90 by the weekend.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.